Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up with our producer, Morty. Just a couple of minutes after 6 o'clock. Carla, it is Monday morning.
Yeah, it is, Mike. It is Monday morning, isn't it?
You're suffering through the gunk this morning.
I couldn't get here fast enough, by golly. I don't even know what happened. I blame Wendy Rush, actually.
You were everywhere over the weekend.
I know, and maybe so. You know, when I left here Thursday, Wendy said to me, "How are you not sick?" I said, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how did you not get it? I said, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Well, guess what, Wendy?
I don't know what day it was, but I saw the video of you at
that was actually Saturday.
Saturday.
That I got my hair done, you know, having
I saw
a good
that.
Weekend.
Yes.
And then go to the jumpy trampolini place where there are a bunch of scary ratty kids with their germs and their socks and their smell. And then I get this. So yeah, don't think I'm not gonna talk to somebody.
I was watching your video, what a big tease. I thought the way your arms were flailing,
you were gonna do a flip or something. Yeah, I did not
you
know.
Too,
Yeah, I know. Everybody asked me. Well, you know, it was right after that video shut off that the flip took place. Man, here's the deal. Have you been there? Have you ever been to one of those kind of places, Morty?
Have you been?
There are, and it was Saturday at like, you know, 3.
Prime time.
Like every child in town was there. So you're just trying to most of the time just avoid the kids. And I had one kid who was 7, by the way. Hey, Grandma. It was like, oh, don't you. Don't come here. Oh, little turd.
Yeah.
You know,
especially about this time of the year.
Yeah.
They're packed because you can't be outside. And I don't know what winter vortex we're in right now.
Oh, this is ridiculous. It really is.
But people were freaking out last night because it was sleeting.
Yesterday
it was snowing.
Awful. Yesterday was and probably the single worst day I've seen here in Las Vegas.
I got to be honest. I guess I didn't get up and check it outside.
Yeah.
But it was snowing all over this side of town, the west side of town.
Yeah. Yes. And I was hopeful yesterday when I got my car washed at 10. Could it have been a crap? But I got the rain guarantee. So 5 days.
Take advantage of it today. Sunshine today and tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
High in the low to mid 50s.
I don't believe it.
34 now. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, some concerning news about Lindsey Buckingham. I'll fill you in.
All right, get to that. Some other stories after Cheap Trick.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, after flipping his SUV last month, Prince Philip, he surrendered his driver's license.
Oh.
There are a lot of people who said, you know, this is dangerous. He's like 96 or something.
Yeah.
So maybe it's time. I mean, if that were your dad, you'd probably say, listen, Dad, maybe, you know, I mean, I'm all for anybody driving as long as they can. But yeah, you
and it's not
your
like
SUV.
He doesn't have anybody to drive him around.
Exactly.
Right.
You'd have to get someone for your dad. But you're royalty. Your name is Prince Philip.
Yeah.
So,
married to the queen.
Yes. So that's probably best.
Okay.
Now he could be driven. Former Fleetwood Mac guitarist Lindsey Buckingham recovering after having emergency open heart surgery last week.
Mm-hmm.
And now that has damaged his vocal cords. Now, they say that he will recover, but it's going to take a little while. All of his shows and tours have been canceled until he is fully recovered.
Wow.
Everybody in Fleetwood Mac, of course, wished him well and sent good love to him, good vibes, all that stuff. Now, also, Journey guitarist Neil Schon had to have emergency gallbladder surgery over the weekend. I know.
It's happening,
isn't
it?
Guess what? We all get old, people. We all get old. This coming from Grandma.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Recovering from hip surgery.
Yeah. Hip surgery. I know it. It's crazy. And I have to just share this with you because I follow him on Twitter. You know, we had him on maybe a year ago or so. Richard Marks.
Yes.
He posted on Twitter. This was actually from Friday. Went to the dentist today. My teeth are fine. I just wanted to hear some of my songs. I love it.
He actually came in studio.
He did, and he was that funny kind of smart aleck.
Dry.
Yes, yes. You know
what? I could see him saying that.
Absolutely. He's really funny. If you want a funny follow on Twitter, Richard Marks is the one. I'm telling you, Daisy Fuentes, you're very lucky. Talented and great sense of humor. Go for it.
By the way, just like Bradley Cooper showed up for Lady Gaga.
Right.
I guess it was Richard Marks who showed up at a country concert here in town.
Yeah.
To do an acoustic, Lady Antebellum?
Yeah, Lady Antebellum, yeah.
Over at the Pearl.
Right.
To do an acoustic set.
Yeah, very, very cool. And he was here for a while, yeah. Of course. Richard Marks did a few nights here last year, I believe it was. So, good for him. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
Mike and Carla Morning Show. Here you go. Top five movies at the box office over the weekend. Number five, Glass. The Upside at number four. Cold Pursuit at number three. Number two, What Men Want, which is the Mel Gibson movie, but from a woman's perspective,
yeah,
right?
Okay. I know. I like that first one, actually.
And then the number one movie, which basically only made $34.4 million, was considered disappointing by movie standards, Lego Movie 2. So...
Interesting.
I got to be honest. I was too busy over the weekend to go see anything.
Yes. Okay. Fine. Whatever.
I don't know about you,
okay.
But there you go. Top five
movies. You saw. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
What other movie? No, The Prodigy, another new movie, which came out over the weekend, was at number six. See, that only made $6 million. You would think, with the weather the way it is, people would, God bless you.
Excuse me.
People would probably be going to the movies more to get out of the
You would
weather.
Think. I know it. I
guess not.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
No, they were all at the kid place, Mike.
There you go. Top five movies at the box office over the weekend. And, of course, yesterday, the Grammys.
Yes.
One good thing was it was early.
Yeah.
Live.
Yes.
And then, of course, they replay it.
That.
So we have some of the highlights, lowlights, and everything else in between. We'll get to that in about 10 minutes. Aerosmith, Dream On.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
We're back, and I love them.
Isn't it fun?
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Grammy Awards last night, and I got to be honest, I actually watched the whole thing. I thought it was pretty good right from the beginning.
I loved it.
Who's the young girl that sings Savannah?
Oh, that's Camila. Camila Cabello.
Depending on who you ask.
Yeah.
How you pronounce it?
Camila Cabello.
With Ricky Martin, and they had some famous horn player, some old guy.
Yeah. I
thought it was a great production.
It was good. It was really good.
Mm-hmm. I said, okay.
All of it was good.
Not bad.
Even Cardi B, who I'm not a big fan of, man, go Cardi.
So some of the highlights from last night, they paid tribute to Dolly Parton.
Yeah, the old broad.
Listen to this.
Here you come again.
That's not her, by the way.
No. Just when I begun to get myself together.
It was Katy Perry and...
Maren Morris. I'm sorry, Casey Musgraves. Yeah. I want to confuse those two.
Uh-huh.
Around your little finger.
That's Casey. This is Katy Perry. Ouch.
Okay. Maybe they were nervous.
Can they hit a note?
I don't think so.
Dolly. Oh.
There you go.
Miley Cyrus, who knocked it out of the park.
Amazing.
She is.
I texted you and I said, I think she sounds great, but like Al Jarreau, kind of rough to watch.
You can't watch her, the Joe Cocker thing.
She lost all of her shirts when her house in Malibu burned down.
Yes, I know.
She's left his jackets.
You know what? You guys can say what you will, but if I could wear that, I would. Man, I
Jody's
wish I could
like
wear that. You know, the thing where it just buttons right across the breast there. Right. I wish to go. There was more, you know, tape in that show than Home Depot even carries, I think. But, man.
Okay.
Wow.
This is the record for the longest note at the Grammys, Dan and Shay.
That's why the show went.
There you go.
It is.
Grammy Award winners.
I talk about it on Facebook Live a lot. I loathe that song. Loathe it.
Tequila? How can you loathe tequila?
Because all they did was go, well, let's see, when I drink tequila, let's see, baby, I still see ya.
Yeah, it's a country song.
Exactly. What's in the rhyme book? Hey, Dan, what's in the rhyme book? What rhymes with tequila?
And boy, was the band, the Grammy Award-winning band that played... Yeah. Last night, they had to be on their toes. They were cutting off everybody.
Yeah,
here's Drake, who I thought had a good message.
Yeah.
But then evidently ran a little long.
You've already won. If you have people who are singing your songs word for word, if you're a hero in your hometown, if there's people who have regular jobs who are coming out in the rain, in the snow, spending their hard earned money to buy tickets to come to your shows, you don't need this right here. I promise you. You already won.
Yeah.
Don't you bad mouth the Grammys here. Cutting you off.
Yeah, okay. I know.
There you go.
Special Grammy performance.
And somebody you want to watch out for. I'm telling you right now, I like her. I always have. Brandi Carlile. You want to watch out for that girl because she's pretty cool. She's very cool.
I liked her with the Go-Go's. Her looks changed a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, didn't they? Sure, okay, whatever you guys say.
One last piece I want to play because Alicia Keys was the host.
Yes.
And she was all about the sisterhood.
Can I bring some of my sisters out here tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Give it up for my sister, Lady Gaga. My sister in music, Janelle Monáe. Your sisterhood, I love y'all so much.
Yeah. So, does she always talk like that, just slow, drawn out?
Yes. And
reminds me of one of our co-workers.
I know. I love her, but I love her music, but when she speaks, I have a hard time. I hate saying that, but Lady Gaga, too. Honey, get it out. Just get that message out there. Say what you're saying.
Some of the highlights from the Grammys last night. Who was
cool,
the Prince-like girl that... with they almost look like Robert Palmer video.
Oh no, you mean Dua Lipa?
No.
Are you talking about who?
Montel Motel.
Janelle Monáe.
Yes.
Janelle Monáe. Yeah.
Yes.
She's
good
awesome.
For her.
I love her.
I thought she was great. Yes.
Go back. She was in the movie Hidden Figures, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah. She was She was one of the women.
Well,
she
she's good.
She's awesome.
And then who's the duo?
Dua Lipa.
It's not two people though. That's just one person.
No, she performed with St. Vincent.
Yeah.
This is Dua Lipa. This is the music bed of one of her songs.
They should perform more.
This is a music bed of a song called One Kiss right here.
Well, they were fabulous.
Yes, they were fabulous. but it's just her.
And they sang too.
Yes. Yeah.
Doggone it. I was texting John back and forth that I was going, Who's this now?
Yeah. You guys are so, it's like nothing. Because women were going, whatever. Okay, then. Dua Lipa's really good, and so is St. Vincent.
Yeah, we got to go
see
her.
But we didn't think that more was going to happen after that. See, that's
I thought there was going to be a pillow fight at any moment.
Yeah, because that's exactly what we do when we're together.
Some of the highlights from the Grammys last night. Just a few things. Look at that outside. Beautiful sunshine.
I know it.
Totally different than yesterday, which was windy and rainy. In fact, last night, some snow and sleet. They say plenty of sunshine today. High in the low to mid 50s, Carla.
Okay. All right.
Only 34 outside right now, so just be careful driving to work this morning. Roads may be a little slick.
Jeez.
We got a few things we think you should know coming up here in a bit, plus a concert announcement.
Yes.
That was just released that we're all pretty stoked about. We're going to get to that after Great White and Once Bitten, Twice Shy.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, if you are an Italian woman, you're going to love this for Valentine's Day. Nothing says romance like free breadsticks. You can give your significant other a bouquet of Olive Garden breadsticks.
Really?
I'm going to give myself that.
You can, get online because they put templates online.
Yeah.
And you can print it out and fold the container, the bouquet container.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go on over there and you get the breadsticks and put them in there and then rush the heck home before they get like really cold and gross. But but
it's almost like any food thing can be a bouquet now.
It's a bouquet, Mike. That's right.
Love
That's
it first
right.
bite.
See? Exactly. Speaking of food, now listen, you get to the bag of chips, right? And then you just dump the crumbs in your mouth.
Yeah.
Well, there's a Japanese company that's now come up with a new product, and I had to check this out. It was trending on Twitter for a little bit. They're called one-hand chips, and they're pre-crushed. They're already crushed up.
So that's all they are?
Yeah.
Or just crumbs?
They're just crumbs, exactly. You can just drink them. They were kind of gearing these towards, you know, just people who like potato chips. Now they're marketing them to millennials and people who want to be able to use their phones while they eat. You don't have to touch them so you don't get greasy. Yeah. Huh? Kind of brilliant, really.
I feel like we've all done that when we were younger.
Yeah, I know. Scrunch up the bag. Yeah. Crush it up. I know.
Especially if you're going to put them on a sandwich.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. And listen, you know, I hate to read this little statistic, but a study shows now that 45% of Americans say they're stuck in a sex rut. So, what? Happy Valentine's Day to you. Yeah.
Nice.
Work, kids, all of that stuff. It's
almost like
happening.
You have to make an appointment.
You do.
And,
yeah.
And set aside some time specifically.
Exactly.
For me,
yeah.
That's too much pressure.
Yeah. The appointment. It's like we've only got 8 minutes to do this.
I can't do it. Too much pressure.
I cannot perform.
I'm more spontaneous.
Yes.
Wow, that's too bad.
It is sad. So maybe, I don't know, maybe that'll change this Valentine's Day. And one last thing, a big, maybe even unexpected concert announcement here in Las Vegas. Heart is coming back.
Going to be such a great show.
Love them.
So it's going to be Heart, Love Alive Tour.
Okay.
With Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Ooh. And special guest L. King.
Wow, that's show.
Awesome. That's what I'm thinking.
You think Rob will be there?
Yeah.
No idea.
It is Monday. Definitely a few things you should know.
Mike and Carla Morning Show. We now continue with the concert announcement already in progress.
I'm just off today.
You were so funny.
Okay,
I was ready to give the details.
I know. I just cut you right off, didn't I?
Just wrapping things up.
Just like a woman.
All right, so Heart, Love Alive Tour with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Special guest L. King going to be at the Pearl. One night only, Sunday, September 8th, 7 o'clock. Tickets go on sale this Friday, but you can win them before you can buy them. I believe Larry Martino with his Mystery Melody will
excellent.
Have those to give away. No, actually at 5:35 following cruise home.
Yeah, okay. Sweet.
So he will have those for you at about 5:35. The deal is, I guess, they have quite a few guests going to be performing.
Yeah.
And throughout this tour that goes through Chicago, Atlanta, Houston, Denver, and a lot more cities.
Some of the other places, they have Sheryl Crow, Brandi Carlile, and they're switching out. They all have like a couple people.
Right.
You know, so nice.
But when they come here the weekend, I believe that might be even Labor Day weekend, right? September 8th?
Sunday night
or the following week.
Yeah. I think it's the following week.
It's going to be Heart, Joan Jett, and the Blackhearts, L. King, Pearl.
That's going to be a great show.
So we'll put all that information on the KKLZ concert page at the website, 96.3KKLZ.com. All right. For the longest time, I don't know how many people realize this, Carla, but you have had a character that we use time to time named Kathleen Pelewski.
Yes.
Who has that dry tone.
Yeah.
Nothing seems to rile her.
No.
She's worked. We've put her everywhere from the Clark County Water District to the library to DMV.
Yes, she's worked everywhere in town.
So, for this reason, and I don't know how many people get these calls, these survey calls.
Yes.
But we thought your character, Kathleen Pelewski, would be the perfect character to head up our senseless survey. A new segment on the morning show, which we're calling Mike and Carla's Five Questions. We've all gotten those calls. Do you mind?
Yeah.
Do you have a couple of minutes?
I do, but okay.
To answer all these few questions, as ridiculous as they may be.
Yes.
Well, guess what? We have thought up some ridiculous questions.
Yes.
We're going to have Kathleen Pelewski ask those questions.
Okay.
And hopefully she can get through all five.
I hope so.
New segment coming up here in about 10 minutes.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So, a new segment on the Mike and Carla Morning Show. It's called Mike and Carla's Five Questions.
Yeah.
One of those senseless surveys where you get that call from the marketer.
Yeah.
And they just start throwing questions at you.
You have a few minutes for a survey.
And Carla has this character that we've gone to every once in a while, Kathleen Pelewski.
This is Kathleen Pelewski. Do you have a few minutes for a survey? It won't take very long.
Just a dry voice. Yeah. Doesn't get riled.
No, no, not at all. So not at all.
We'll see how this works out. Might be the only time we have this segment.
All right.
All right, so we found a number. I'm going to call and see how long you can go without...
Jeez. Okay.
Before the guy hangs up on you, for the most part, all right?
Hello.
Hello, this is Kathleen Pelewski, and I'm calling from the Nevada Department of Census Surveys. I was just wondering if you're available to answer a few short questions.
Sure.
It won't take more than 5 minutes. May I ask how many people in your household?
4.
Would you support a 4-day work week?
Of course.
No shirt, no shoes, no service. If someone wears no pants, should they be allowed in the restaurant?
No.
If you only have one eye, are you blinking or winking?
Blinking.
Sir, who was in the kitchen with Dinah?
Can you repeat that one?
Who was in the kitchen with Dinah?
Who'd you say you were again?
Kathleen Pelewski from the Nevada Department of Census Surveys. I have one more question. Are you available?
Yeah, I can't wait. Hello?
Should adults be banned from using the term go potty?
This is ridiculous. What was the question again with potty?
Sir, the question was, should adults be banned from using the term go potty?
You know what? This is ridiculous. Goodbye.
Oh! You can't lose it during...
He hung up. I know. I have to work.
Kathleen,
nothing
you need to be
wrong,
serious.
Sir. I know. Oh, man.
I have one more question. Are you available?
Are you available?
Hello?
Yeah, you can't be cracking up.
Apparently. Should adults be banned?
What are you, Tim Conway from the... Should be banned.
Mrs. Wiggins. Should adults be banned? Should adults be banned from using the term go potty?
This is ridiculous. What was the question again with potty?
See, I would have hung up right there.
I know, but he came back, so I thought, well, all right, we're going to get through this.
The question was, should adults be banned from using the term go potty?
You know what? This is ridiculous. Goodbye.
Yes, I think so, too, but good job.
Oh, we're doing that again. That's my goal, to get through 5 questions. 5!
That's all you have to do.
Oh, man.
Mike and Carla's 5 questions. Good job, Kathleen Pelewski. Steven's on the phone. What's up, Steven? Steven.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Oh.
You almost sounded like you were playing Melissa McCarthy's character in Identity Theft when she calls to start putting all the credit card information together.
Oh, God, that's right. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Well, you've been doing this character for how long have we been together?
It's
where?
Probably, oh, gosh, it's been like 15 years.
At the other radio station, we used to pull her out every once in a while.
16, 17 years, yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed that. It's actually really fun. Hopefully we can keep getting people who will put up with it for a few questions.
It brightened up my day.
Oh, thank you very much.
I love to hear it. Hopefully you can get somebody to go even longer.
You get them to 10.
I know. Oh, please. If I can get them past, I generally have that many questions. 5's my goal, but man, if I can get past that, right.
All right, Steven, you have a great day. And by the way, go Knights, go.
Go Knights, go.
Go Knights, go.
Go Knights, go.
Yeah, that would be fun to get somebody to go all 10.
We'll see.
By the way, VGK on the ice, what is it, Morty? Tomorrow night. So go Knights, go. I don't know how many other people watch this show. I'm sure there's a lot. I think it's on Netflix. Jody's been tuning into this Marie Kondo.
Oh, jeez.
Tidying up.
Yes, Mike, whatever doesn't bring you joy,
right,
get rid of it.
So Jody did that over the weekend. Ripped out her whole closet, just took everything out. Because when I came up, I went out for a little bit in the morning and came back, there was everything.
Okay.
And I said, what are you doing? And she goes, well, I've been watching this new show.
Yeah.
And this woman teaches you how to tidy up your life.
Yeah.
Starting with closets.
Uh-huh.
Physical things.
Right.
As well. I said, oh, you're going to be done with this today?
Yeah. Yeah,
and she said that. I guess that's a big part of the show.
Whatever doesn't bring you joy. First of all, I'm mad that someone didn't give me my own show when my dad was dying, and we had to clear that house out. And I said on here, man, get rid of stuff. Because when you got to clean your parents' house out, I'm telling you. And my parents made it a point of saying, no, you guys are going to do this. We're not doing it. So, I think there are a lot of people, if you look on Facebook and Twitter and all of that, there are a lot of people who are joyless right now because they don't have a stitch of clothing to wear. Yeah.
That's exactly what she said. She goes, if I pick it up and hold it, if it doesn't bring me joy, immediately.
You know
what? Throw it out.
Right, right. I got news. The bills that I got in the mail over the weekend, they don't bring me joy.
I don't think that works with this.
I held it. Didn't bring me joy.
Not at all?
Didn't bring me joy at all. No.
Wow.
No, my left breast doesn't bring me joy either.
Nothing,
it's, no.
Oh.
So you can't, I mean, really, Maria Kondo? I know, but a lot of women are doing that, and a lot of guys are saying just what you said. They're coming home, and it's like, whoa, what's going on
so
here?
So we wanted to talk to some women, even, well, guys, if you watch the show.
Yes.
This is the big thing that's going on right now. Have you done it? Did it help? And now that you think back after you, because I would always think after you've done it and given the stuff away or thrown it out, you might have a little remorse.
I know. I shouldn't have done that. I know.
We'd love to talk to you. 702-739-9636. Centennial Toyota talk and text lines. So either call us or text us if you've gone through that. I guess Jody posted pictures on Facebook and got a big response.
Of course.
Well, if you want to do that, we want to talk to you this morning because, see, I just rearrange stuff
to make it look different. I get rid of things constantly, though. I think it's smart to do.
Sunshine today, going to be nice today. Tomorrow, high in the low to mid 50s. 35 right now. People lighting up the phone lines already. We'll get to that. Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
I do. Boy, we lost a big one over the weekend. Aaron Brockovich fans, I'll fill you in.
All right, more on that and other stories after Gloria Gaynor.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Albert Finney has passed away. He passed away over the weekend, 82 years old.
What?
Yeah, Albert Finney. You may remember him best as Julia Roberts' boss in Aaron Brockovich.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the Ed Masry? Yeah.
Wasn't he in Annie? Oh.
Yes, he was.
The original.
Yeah, the original.
The
yes.
movie.
Yeah. Oh, he did so much. He did some great movies. Nominated for 5 Oscars along the way. Of course, one was for playing Ed Masry in Aaron Brockovich. He was also in 2 of the Bourne movies. You've seen him in those as well.
Okay.
And the original adaptation of Murder on the Orient Express, he was in just some great stuff. 82 years old.
Too bad.
On the flip side, Jennifer Aniston had a 50th birthday party over the weekend. 50 years old,
wow.
Jennifer. Brad Pitt showed up. He was invited. He showed up.
Well, he's single.
Yeah, he is. He is. I think he's seeing somebody, but they hugged. People said they hugged. They chatted for a while.
Oh.
I'd love for them to get back together. It's not going to happen, but I'd love it. I like them together.
Oh.
How about your birthday party? Who attends your birthday party, Mike? Lisa Kudrow, Courtney Cox, George Clooney? You name it. Most of the cast of Friends were there, of course. George Clooney. He was in, I don't know if you remember, he was in an episode of Friends. They were on the same lot of Warner Brothers, right next to each other, by the way. So, yeah, that
was
a fun
party. Those people have been invited to my birthday party, but
they never show up. Yeah, Same here. I understand your plight.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Wahlberg, maybe he'd show up. He was jogging in L.A. And a Hollywood tour bus pulled up alongside of him, and everybody was like, oh my God, that's Mark Wahlberg. This is so cool. So he jumped on the bus and just took selfies with everybody.
Oh.
Yes, I know.
Good for him.
I know it. And there were a few Packers fans on the bus wearing their t-shirts. Well,
you had to
give them a hard time because he's a big Patriots fan.
Yeah.
So it's like.
From Boston.
Yes. Mark Wahlberg, he seems like that kind of guy, too. That is my painfully deep take for this hour. Don't miss anything on this show. If you do, by God, very simply go to our website, 963kklz.com.
I brought up that tidying up.
Yeah.
Marie Kondo.
Marie Kondo,
that's the big show that everybody's watching right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Chris says, we cleaned out my mother's bathroom. 7 bags of garbage. This is a bathroom, people. Anything with no joy was tossed. Well,
from the bathroom?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I know.
What's that like?
What does Joy think of this? Jeez.
Yeah.
My. Tori says rented one of those pods to move, filled that sucker up with stuff, and ended up dropping it off at Savers. After a couple bottles of wine, I realized I didn't need anything in there.
I bet.
That was 6 months ago already. Without even knowing it, I'm acquiring more stuff. And that's true. It is a vicious cycle, you know? And thanks for the morning laugh with the prank phone call.
Oh, last hour?
Yeah.
The senseless survey?
Yes, yes.
I'll have to play that again for those people that missed it. Maybe next hour.
Okay. Somebody else said, if something doesn't bring you joy now, it doesn't mean it won't bring you joy tomorrow.
Yeah.
An example is music. I may not listen to certain artists for a while. Doesn't mean I'm going to get rid of their recordings. Tomorrow I might want to listen to something else and it will be my favorite again.
I have some albums in the garage.
Yeah.
That are placed upright because that's what they say to do.
Yes,
with them,
place them upright.
So Carly Simon and some Billy Joel, like real old albums.
Right.
And Jody had asked me.
What are you doing with these?
And I said, I don't know.
Don't touch my albums.
Do you ever play them? No, I never play them.
No, but it brings me joy to know that they're there.
Right.
Okay.
If I wish to play them and buy a turntable, it'll bring me play.
I know.
It will bring you joy, too.
Well, you know what? Your birthday is around the corner.
20 years from now.
Yes.
When someone's like, I'll give you $1,000 for it. That'll bring you joy.
Morty and I were discussing that the other day. I still put some albums on the turntable once in a while. There's no better sound.
Deanne's on the phone. Deanne, what about you?
I have not tried it myself, but I have worked with people that are hoarders.
Yeah.
And have a lot of problems letting go of things.
Right.
And because it involves emotional attachment.
Yeah.
This program really works for that type of a person.
Oh.
That's good.
Yeah. Really, I'm seeing it make a huge difference for people that keep clothes from like 1970.
Oh, geez.
You know, people that have closets. You may not be familiar with people that do this, but there are people who walk in their house and you can't see the floor.
How do you work with hoarders? Are you a psychologist or?
I'm a therapist, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I work in mental health and I do see a lot of this. Especially with people with addictive behavior or people that are grieving.
Wow.
And they just hang on to things forever.
Yeah.
So I just felt like responding and saying it may be difficult for people that are quote unquote normal.
Right.
To understand this, but if you have seen the lifestyles of people who it just is a solid clutter and people. Children and pets and things in homes where there's things all over the floor, all over their beds, and they just have a mind block. It can be obsessive compulsive disorder. It can be a lot of things, but going through the ritualistic process of saying, you brought me a lot of joy at some point, but now I'm going to let you go, is very therapeutic for people that have that type of addictive problem.
Good to know.
Hopefully it's helping people. Deanna, thanks for the call.
Absolutely.
You know what? Frank says, Marie Kondo is not bringing me one speck of joy because my wife has been cleaning for a month ever since that stupid show started, and I'm quite sick of it.
He's over it. All right. Well, sometimes it works for people, sometimes it doesn't.
Yes.
Your chance to win a family four-pack down to Six Flags Magic Mountain coming up in minutes.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, giving you a chance to win a family four-pack down to Six Flags Magic Mountain down in Southern California from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Go anytime this year. You won. Have some family fun. And we'll start with caller number 9. The phone lines are on hold right now. We'll get through news and weather and look for caller number 9.
Math quiz.
Hey, it's Monday math quiz time.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. So, all you mathletes, get ready.
You have a chance to win. Look at she's doing her math.
I am.
Carla, we have Melissa on the phone. Melissa, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Melissa, it's the new game everybody's talking about. The answer is always 6.
Yes. Melissa, I hope you're good at math.
Okay. I believe I am.
She's going, what are these guys serious?
So early.
Melissa, you must get 3 out of 3, okay?
Here we go. Number 1.
Melissa, 2 plus 2 plus 2 equals 6. Yes.
Number 2.
What is the square root of 36?
That would be 6.
Yes.
Number 3.
Melissa, this is a tougher one. If a train leaves Penn Station at 3:45 p.m. and a train leaves Reno, Nevada at 1:40 p.m., what time will they arrive in St. Louis?
Man, I'm going to go with 6.
Yeah, yes. You are wrong, actually. There is no service in Reno anymore, Melissa. But just saying, I mean, if there was, I'm sure it'd be about 6-ish.
Yes, okay. I see what you're doing.
Melissa, you're a good sport, and you're going to Six Flags Magic Mountain.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And by the way, for a second chance to win, just go on our website at 96.3kklz.com.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Carla, listen to this. There's a new ice cream that apparently helps you sleep.
Oh, please.
Right now, it's available online, but it should be in stores later this year. That's all I have.
What's in it?
I think any ice cream helps you sleep. Because once you're done eating the whole pint.
Well, yeah, then you're stuffed and pass out. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. You're ready to explode.
Yes. This is nothing new. This is a bad idea.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Throw that story away.
What's in that ice cream?
Got to be careful. You never know who's who. A guy from Jamaica tried to scam an elderly couple in D.C. a few years ago.
Oh.
Didn't realize the man was the former head of both the FBI and CIA.
Oh, jeez.
Yaman.
Sorry, who's this? What?
I was trying to figure out who that might have been.
Jeez.
When the scammer flew to New York a couple of years ago to visit a friend, well, guess what? He was busted. And now he's sitting in a prison for 6 years.
I was joking.
That's my humor, man.
CIA can't take a joke. Come on.
Elderly couple.
Man.
Used to be in charge of the FBI.
Yeah, elderly couple.
CIA.
FBI, excuse me. Either or. Well, there's a guy up in Canada, up in Saskatchewan. His real name is Dave Assman. A-S-S-M-A-N.
Stop.
Not joking. He tried to get his last name on a license plate a la Seinfeld. Government said, no, you can't do it. He can't say, it's my name. This is my name. You see my license? Nope, can't do it.
Don't care.
And everybody thinks it's probably because of that episode of Seinfeld.
Yeah, people are changing their names
now.
That
had to be fun for this guy. My name, what is your name? Just Dave Assman. What? What did you say? Yes, Assman. That's what it is.
Or for the woman he's engaged to.
Yeah, exactly.
Who has maybe a cool last name.
So you're an Assman? I am. But the long line of... okay, then.
Mr. and Mrs. Assman are coming over.
I couldn't marry him. I just couldn't do it. I loved
Thank
him.
God, he doesn't play sports with the name on the back of the jersey.
Oh, jeez. There's so much that could go wrong with that. There just is. Oh, my God. And this little Lindsay Tuttle's maternity photo shoot, making some headlines. It shows her holding a baby alligator.
Oh.
A shotgun and a case of Bud Light.
Where's the problem?
This is in Tampa Bay.
Of course.
Yeah. She said, alligators don't like to be bottle fed. It's, good practice, for whatever. What a nut. She said, I wanted a picture different than your run-of-the-mill maternity photos of women, typically in the forest being goddesses. Where are these pictures?
And there's a photo shoot now for everything, isn't
there? Yeah, there is. Here's all I have to say. They are cray in Florida, okay? Yes, cray.
Cray.
In Florida. If you're listening in Florida, you are a little nutty. A little bit nutty. It's Monday. That's your other name.
We wrap up every morning with a feel-good story in a feature we call...
Tell me something good.
Heroes in this story. It's just a very simple, fun story. This is out of Madison, Wisconsin. Nine-year-old boy called 911. We've heard of this before because his parents gave him an early bedtime, 7 p.m. 7 p.m.
What's wrong with that?
So Max called in. It was a Friday night.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Max called in and said, I don't want to go to bed. And they said, well, you know, we're not your parents, but you, said, you know. Well, then Max wrote an apology letter to the police. He said, I'm sorry for wasting your time on Friday. I called because I didn't want to go to bed at 7 p.m. at night on a Friday.
Yeah.
Well, the Madison Police Department posted, in Max's defense, a 7 p.m. bedtime might seem a little bit unfair.
Uh-oh.
So he has the cops on his side, okay?
Yeah.
He's got the cops on his side. I'm sorry. I just thought that was an adorable story. Like I say, no heroes.
Right.
But I think everybody learned something there.
Just
nobody
a cute
got
story.
It is. It's adorable.
I like that.
It's adorable.
I did something I thought would be right. It was wrong. And
yeah.
I shouldn't have
and
taken
I wrote
your
a
time.
Note to apologize and...
All right.
I think it's so cute.
Next Friday, you stay up till 8.
Yes. Give them till 8 at least on a Friday night. Come
I thought
on.
The thing you posted on your Facebook page was very relevant to kids as well as to adults.
Oh,
about
man.
Talking.
Was that great? That was posted in an elementary school. Here, just keep this in mind, people. Before you speak, think. Keep that in mind. T-H-I-N-K. Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? Is it kind? It's on my Facebook page if you want to see it. Some things to keep in mind as kids and definitely as adults. How about
even
that?
More so adults.
Yes.
Any good story you have, we want to hear about it. Just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:38 before we kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by your friends over at WellCare Pharmacy. Just don't forget, anything you missed on the morning show, you can catch up and keep up with the condensed version of this show by downloading a podcast of the morning show, plus interviews, showbiz news, and a lot more at 96.3kklz.com. Wendy Rush going to be up next. Keep it company throughout the workday. She'll have your next chance to score a family four-pack down to Six Flags Magic Mountain coming up a little bit later on this morning, I believe, at about 11:40. And don't forget Larry Martino. 5:35, those tickets for the concert we announced earlier this morning. Heart.
Ah, yes.
Their Love Alive tour with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. L. King happening at the Pearl for one night only in September. He will have those for you. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
Yes.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5 a.m.
To the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.